Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon announced one-time funding for Sunbucks. The federal program will help supplement school lunches this summer. Lawmakers had voted to opt out this spring. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports.
Sunbucks provides families with $40 a month per child in the summer to support kids who normally get free and reduced lunches at school. Wyoming's chosen not to participate the last 3 years. But Gordon signed an executive order this month, overriding that and opting in.
This isn't a new conversation for this administration. This idea about feeding hungry people has been from day one.
That's Corinne Schmidt, director of the State Department of Family Services.
It only makes sense that this is something that he still believes is very important.
DFS is setting up the new program and sorting out exactly who will qualify. The money will get mailed to families on a preloaded debit card, similar to SNAP, hopefully by June. The agency will share more details on its website over the next few months. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
A judge has dismissed the case that would have determined whether the former Weston County clerk should be removed from office. Wildfile reports Becky Hadlock resigned from her position one day after she was arrested for allegedly violating the election code as an official and falsifying election documents. Those charges stem from the 2024 election when Hadlock is said to have filed a false post-election audit that showed no errors, but a later audit found 21. Wildfile reports two other cases involving Hadlock are still open. A coalition of environmental groups is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, saying it's failing to enforce a stricter national standard for soot pollution. The case could affect air quality protections across the region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
Soot pollution, or fine particulate matter, can lodge deep in the lungs and bloodstream. It's linked to asthma, heart disease, and premature death. Last year, the EPA tightened national limits on the pollutant. But environmental groups say the agency missed a key deadline earlier this year, one that identifies areas of the country not meeting the standard. Now, the Center for Biological Diversity is asking a federal court to force the EPA to act. Ryan Mahar is an attorney with the group.
So delay at the designation step means delay in cleanup plans and delay in relief for people suffering from unhealthy levels of pollution.
The implications stretch across our region, where wildfire smoke, winter inversions, and industrial pollution already strain air quality. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Ongoing drought and the war in Iran are creating challenging conditions for Wyoming farmers. Wyoming Public Radio's Indy Kara reports.
Over 90% of the state is experiencing drought conditions. Karen Clark with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation says this will affect both fire risk and the amount of water available to irrigate crops. Plus, both fertilizer and fuel costs have skyrocketed since the Strait of Hormuz in the Middle East was closed.
The cost of fertilizer right now is definitely of utmost concern. And in talking with our farmers around the state of Wyoming, many of them are having to make decisions of what fields they fertilize and what fields they don't fertilize.
Representatives with the American Farm Bureau met with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins last month to discuss fertilizer costs. Clark says they'll continue to advocate for their members. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Indy Kara.
The latest report from the nonprofit National Center for Drug Abuse Statistics highlights some progress for tribal nations amid rising risks of increased youth drinking. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey reports.
Native Americans need treatment for alcohol use at roughly double the rate of all Americans, and access to treatment remains a challenge. In response, tribal nations are taking on greater roles in alcohol abuse programs. These include culturally focused programming and tribal action plans for adults and youth. The report shows higher rates of binge drinking and liver disease than in recent years. In indigenous communities, alcohol-induced deaths occur at 5 times the U.S. rate. Rebecca Newdecker is with the New Mexico Office of Alcohol Misuse Prevention.
We do have a focus on working with tribal nations in the state and tribal populations because there's a health disparity there.
Newdecker says her office holds an annual gathering of Native Americans where research and community solutions are presented. I'm Jenny Kinsey in Albuquerque for the Mountain West News Bureau.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Cody man has conquered a difficult summit. The Cody Enterprise reports Steve Dominic wanted to climb Trout Peak before he turned 80. It's the tallest mountain in the North Absaroka Range of the Shoshone National Forest. Steve, his family, and his two town dogs took on the 12,250-foot-tall climb, with most making it all the way to the top and back. The Albany County Public Library is helping foster an international network of creatives. The Laramie Boomerang reports it's offering everything you need to create your own artist trading card. The original works are meant to be traded either in person or through online communities. Park County Search and Rescue will be getting around a little easier thanks to a donation. The Powell Tribune reports the new Les Schwab tires donated and installed tires on the organization's truck, making them one less thing for Search and Rescue to have to spend their limited budget on. And two Wyoming campgrounds have made it onto the DIRTS list of top 10 best places to camp along the Oregon Trail. Guernsey State Park was highlighted for its nice campsites, and Sinks Canyon State Park was highlighted for its scenic location. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What was the first radio station in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, where and when is Wyoming's largest powwow held? That would be the Eastern Shoshone Indian Days Powwow. It's held annually in late June at the Fort Washakie Powwow Grounds on the Wind River Reservation. It spans several days and includes more than 1,800 dancers, more than 30 drum groups, and an all-Indian rodeo and parade. It is well worth checking out. Congratulations to Amanda Bell, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.